This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Inc., a wet podcast from Griffin and Nick on Polygon.
Hey.
I'm Griffin.
I'm Nick Robinson.
We displaced
so much water.
A tremendous amount of water from the hot tub. Because it's an audio issue and an embarrassment issue.
It's not that bad.
No, there's people calculating at home, like, that's 10 liters together these boys weigh X.
Well, this is a white t-shirt, which I've just realized.
And I'm seeing a lot of forearm skin. And kind of the deeper you get,
The more boy you see.
Yeah. I don't remember this pool being so deep.
Should we read the suggestions that people sent to how to improve the really bullshit gains that we saw at the E3 this year?
I think it's a great plan. We got a lot of submissions. Thank you if you follow us on twitter.com/CoolGamesInc.
Yeah.
We took some Twitter submissions as kind of a little TBT. And let's look at them together, you and I.
I know that half of them had to do about just saying real mean stuff about... Theodore Howard.
I think it's the absence makes the heart grow fonder, and since we didn't see him at Bethesda's press conference,
he went missing.
People were like, where's Todd?
That's the new Elder Scrolls 6. Todd is missing. You gotta go on a historical...
Todd mystery. What do you think about a game where Mario... This is from Bearplane3D on
this
Twitter.
This is really just hugging me.
Here's a game from Bearplane3D who says, Mario has possessed a human body, as we saw in that trailer, Mario Odyssey, but he does not want to be found. Lure him out of hiding and get him back to the Mushroom Kingdom. So I guess the idea is you're in New Donk City.
Yeah.
Humans everywhere.
Yeah.
But one of them's secretly Mario.
Mm.
What kind of tests could we do to kind of sort out, separate the wheat from the chaff in terms of the Mario and non-Mario? What are some things Mario...
Ask him a question only Mario wouldn't know. Like, what do mushrooms not taste like?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, we could,
What's it not feel like to be on Yoshi's strong back? Aren't mustaches bad? And if he says, like, no, then you shoot him.
Just getting him to talk at all, I think, is going to be fundamental.
He never talks a different way.
Hmm.
You never hear Mario in one of these games, and he's like, hi. You know what I mean? It's always the same. That's funny, isn't it?
It is interesting. This is what I've been trying to get to the bottom of this for a while. Is Mario smart? Or is Mario dumb? I think Mario might be a dumb guy. Like, he's a stupid person. He's not very smart because he's...
Well, let's think about this. He knows how to fly with a hat. He knows how to fly with a magical hat.
I mean, I know
how to fly with a magical hat. I was in talented and gifted classes in elementary school.
Yeah.
I can't fly around with a magic hat. And I've thought about how to do it, and I haven't cracked the fucking code yet.
It's got wings on it. Like, that's how you do it.
Shoots fireballs out of his mouth. I don't know.
These aren't intelligent things. These are just mutations.
That's a good point.
These are not... He doesn't get credit for any of these.
He's beloved. He seems to have some sort of leadership position.
None of these things make him smart is what I'm saying. Like, the sentences he says, I'm tired, and goes to bed.
That's true.
Not a smart guy thing to do. I don't know any geniuses who do that.
What if Mario's not smart?
I think Mario might be unintelligent. Is what I'm saying.
Luigi doesn't even say words most of the time. What does that mean? Wario... Who's smarter, Wario or Mario? You tell me that now.
I think Wario is more articulate than Mario. And if that's our criteria, then he's way, way smarter.
Yeah.
Do you have any... Actually, you want to bring in our first guest?
Yeah, let's get... Who wants to get in the pool? They're all pointing at each other.
Who's first? Who's on first?
Clayton?
Welcome, Clayton, Ashley. Clayton, you...
Listen to how much Clayton is.
Not that many splashes.
He's four splashes? Oh... The beard was two splashes
too
alone.
Much.
Clayton, you edit Cool Games, Inc.
I do. I'm the graphics king.
You're the graphics king of CGI.
I brought them along with me.
Let's just get you on the writer's room on this one. It's from Marshall. That's KeyP3R. Keeper says, gotta beat Nintendo to that magic hat money. Game's called Jimmy the Jumper, and he puts his hat on things. Maybe the hat's magic?
All right. Mm-hmm. And so the whole goal is to get this out before October, right?
that's a tight time frame. As somebody who has recently published a Mario game, that's a tough
one. That is tough. Well, Mass Effect Andromeda was made in like a week and a half, right? So I think we could... We could squeak something out.
What kind of hat is a jumper?
No, Jimmy the Jumper is the person who...
Right. Is the Mario.
Much like his Mario the Jumper is the guy from Mario.
His wizard grandpa gave him the hat, and the hat lets him... I'm just obsessed with this idea of just stealing a person's life. Just talented Mr. Rippling, just some poor race car driver on the street.
Yeah.
The pool is trying to eat me.
Wednesday Brian, Count Corgula, said, game where you have to defeat Todd Howard before he releases Skyrim again. I feel like people maybe don't understand how games get made. I don't think Todd Howard's in a room just like, you...
I'm just doing kind of a fun... Do you think if I went under the water, I would be able to drink
the beer?
Oh, shit. You gotta try it
now. Hold on, let's place bets. Will the beer get in the mouth or the water get in the boy?
I gotta breathe out through my nose and suck in through my
mouth. Deep breath right now.
Here I go. Fuck, I feel like I'm really gonna drown for real.
It worked? Do you think Todd Howard plays Skyrim every day?
God, no.
Listen. Do you think he wakes up and he turns it on and he's like, time to get back into this big world. I can't believe I made it. If I was Todd Howard, I would re-release Skyrim on every platform I could, because every time I went in that motherfucker, I climbed a mountain and I was like, I did this!
I made this. This is my world.
Skyrim's a game where you can yell at a dragon so loud it dies. Yeah. I made this! Yes! I want to do this on all of them. If you made Earth and you were God, which, by the way, God brought you to Todd, like, there's a joke there.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't you want to like walk around and just be like, what is this? Scotland? Fuck yeah, this rules. I did this, Fjord.
Earth has way better combat than Skyrim does. Like, I would be proud of Earth. All right, Clayton, thank you for joining us.
Mm-hmm.
Pat, get wet.
Get wet.
Our EP, Tara, told me I look like a Far Cry 5 NPC.
Wait. Okay, so Pat equals slightly more than one Clayton.
Interesting. Just a hair more water went over the edge.
Hi, Pat. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Xbox One E. Collect all three Xbox One editions for a hilarious gag that will impress your friends.
Okay. So you get that.
Outside, would it be your friends come over and like, why the fuck do you have three Xbox Ones? You're like, no. Look at what the letters do. And it's still going to take them a long time.
Wait. I just got
See,
it.
See, that's exactly, we just saw it in real time.
That's a thinker.
You'd be like, Jeremy, this cost you $1,200, son. Well, there's only two games on Xbox. And it's like, no, sex.
I'll be
it.
Honest, my concern is that the Xbox One S is bigger than the Xbox One X.
And it would crush it.
It could. It's going to be an inverse pyramid.
I had an idea for a game today. I was taking a... Oh, sorry. I put my foot on the suckle.
Oh, yeah. Let's not talk about that, though. Oh, cool. Spooky.
I was taking a look at the Sony Bend original title, Days Gone. It's the biker...
Days Gone by the Dirty Vegas game. The Dirty Vegas sim.
It's the biker sim, and they're talking about how loud noises are going to attract zombies, and I was thinking of how hard that must be for a biker, because what a biker's like.
He's got the loudest car they make. A hog.
They do like loud engines.
Yeah.
They're like a loud hog, so just imagining a game where...
Trying to make the quietest hog?
You're trying to make the quietest hog.
Is that what you were going
to
say, Pat? The quiet hog game?
Yeah.
The whole game is optimizing, so you replace the seat cushions with pillows.
Mm-hmm.
You replace the engine with maybe...
Like a Toyota, like a Prius engine.
A Prius engine, an electric hog. What can we do with the tires? What's maybe like a soft cake?
A wheel of cheese.
A wheel of cheese would be funny.
Okay, you guys are just literally describing Little Big Planet.
Right.
Can you tell camera what you told us about what the zombies are called and what your phone wanted to call them? Because it made me laugh so hard that I almost fell in the pool.
Sure. When you make a zombie game, you need a cool name for your zombies. The infected, the runners.
Or in this case, just... The first one that kind of pops up.
Freakers? They're called
Is that
freakers?
What they're called?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're called Freakers in Days Gone.
Very silly.
And I was in the press conference, and I was typing that into my phone so I could remember how good it was, and my phone autocorrects it to Creamers.
Oh, we got a big pack of Creamers hopping the fence. Grab your rifles.
Wait a second, that's a creamer bear. It's covered in fucking barbed wire.
I hope there's a moment in the game where they're all standing around and being like, maybe we're the real creamer.
Listen, if I turn into one of those things, you gotta promise you're gonna kill me.
Kill me before I start creaming each and every one of you.
So that was my idea. I'm gonna get out of the pool now.
Aww. It's so hot.
I understand why. The temperature makes you want to die.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks.
Is somebody else getting in the pool?
Get him a thin. Get him a small thin towel.
Yeah.
Cover it. Use it to block the camera's view. Oh my goodness. Speaking of creamers. Can I hit you with an idea from Joseph Connolly, Sulky Joe, on Twitter?
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Says, a puzzle game where you have to find the worst way to eat a given food.
That sounds good.
So, how could it go wrong? You put it in your mouth. There's no... No, we proved this week. That's not true. There is a bad way to eat foods.
Yeah. Well, it's the worst way to eat it.
So I'm worried I've hurt my brand again.
How come?
I made 100 Vore jokes,
okay.
And then that's all people want to talk to me about.
Mm-hmm.
And then you eat one banana silly, and then I'm on the E3 show floor, and somebody throws a banana at me as hard as they can, and it hits me in the neck.
You
shouldn't
have changed your middle name to banana.
What I respect is true.
That's a fucking mistake.
Bad gimmick. I really do enjoy, though, that, like, what you did with the whole Vore thing was to kind of do... You remember at the end of The Prestige when he's like, I'm going to do exactly 100 shows of the true teleporting man? You're like, I'm
going
to make precisely 100 Vore jokes and then never make one again.
Yeah,
there's something respectful
about genie
that.
Put a curse on me and I had to do 100,
100
exactly.
Of them.
Let me drop this one right on you. It's from it's from Becky. It's from Brexit.
It's from Brexit.
The concept. That's no good. Becky Graves, Giggle Loop, says, Dramatical Mordor, Orc Dating Sim Visual Novel. Which orc will be the one for you? Press B to dominate is absolutely still a valid
option. Of course
it
is. It's DMMD 101.
Unfortunately, that game exists, and it's coming out. It's being published by
Did you say unfortunately, or did you say
I don't want to disappoint the nice people on Twitter who want to make games.
Everybody wants to fuck Bruce the Orc.
Everyone.
Bruce is such a good name because it's Bruce, which is extremely masculine, and then it's got a bruise thing to it. So it's almost like a Nintendo caliber pun.
Okay, but also then he's sensitive. He wants to be dominated.
Yeah.
He is your sub-orc.
Everybody,
that's beautiful.
Everybody is really into this big, fun orc.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me wonder about how bad, like, romance gets fucked up in games a lot, where they just, like, say, like, you know... You got no reason to kiss me, but just, like, do it.
Yeah.
We make one big, big, nasty orc. It makes me think that maybe Bowser's...
What?
You could do, like, a sexy Bowser game.
It's called Bowser. I mean...
it's called... Yeah.
All the Mario games could be reinterpreted as romance if Mario is on his way to the castle and then realizes that Bowser was his love all along, or that they all love each other. Is that what happens at the end of the Mario games?
I've never played one. How about it? Maxwell X Summer Patamon says, Jeff Keighley versus Reggie Fils-Aimé, where they finally just fucking fight each other. I don't know if people at home know, but
Reggie
these...
would crush him between his legs.
Now, hold on!
Don't jump the gun now.
Okay.
First of all, he'd have to get Jeff between those thighs, and Jeff's not going to fucking just...
squirrely one.
Is he a slick one?
He's a slick
one. I imagine he's a slick one and a squirrely one. I watched... I tuned into their Jeff Keighley's Live at E3... Game Slice segment where he played Arms Against Reggie.
Yeah.
And it was punctuated by, at the beginning, a no-joke 8-minute segment of them standing next to each other recounting every time they've ever played a video game against each other and arguing over the first time they ever fought each other and who won.
Yeah. I saw three more Reggie appearances on streaming things where he referenced how bad he beat Jeff Keighley at Arms.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, there's a real beat.
Long-standing rivalry.
It's legitimate.
I also like the part where when they were playing Arms, Reggie Fils-Aimé was about to he punched Jeff and he pretended it was an accident. He punched his head completely off his body.
Came off.
But then it was robot parts in there, and Jeff Keighley stood up behind him and attacked him with a sword, but the sword bent.
I want you to justify to me, is Jeff Keighley angry enough that he could physically dominate Reggie?
No, in no universe could that happen. But do you ever think about what those two could accomplish if they just worked together?
They teamed
really
up.
Sad? Yeah.
Yeah.
There'd be no I think more. They could really turn this thing around.
What thing?
My life.
Simone, what are you thinking about? Because you gasped, and I want to know what that means.
To just be imagining
about... I think I was thinking about being Jeff Keighley and Reggie Fils-Aimé's therapist.
That's okay.
I was thinking about
game.
sitting down in a room with them and talking them through their issues.
Together
is this
or
like
separately?
A visual novel style thing?
Have you
or
seen
is this
the show?
Like a QuickTime event thing?
Have you seen the TV program Hannibal?
Yes.
What if we had a situation going where Reggie was Hannibal, and maybe Jeff is the Will Graham, and so Jeff Keighley. Jeff Keighley. Did I?
Can you pour some of your drink?
The Hannibal. Reggie.
Can you pour your drink in my drink?
Reggie.
They need therapy.
So what I'm saying is, Jeff Keighley's going to his therapist every day, complaining about this big, muscly Nintendo man who makes his job hard. Little does he know his therapist is the perpetuator.
You're imagining a world in which Reggie Fils-Aimé is in the face of Nintendo, and I don't understand.
Or he could be disguised in any way, which is a complete fiction. There's nothing you could add until we master like cloaking tech.
He's wearing a funny hat.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you guys watch Breaking Bad?
Fix it in post.
Fix it in post.
We'll give you the pat treatment.
That was a fun sound.
Just listen. Shh. Oh, no.
Oh. I'm gonna throw up.
Simone, I'm...
Oh, boy.
It's a human plunger.
I can feel my nutrients just leaving my body forever.
Yeah, I can actually feel the nutrients leaving your body and entering mine. Just
Nick's taking my nutrients.
I know, I'm sapping.
Tara.
Tara, Nick's taking my nutrients.
Again.
Calm down, I'm coming.
Tara Long, you said you had a good game for us.
I see, now I feel like you're hyping it up too much.
It'll be the best one so far, because so far it's been real toilet trash.
All right, tell me what you think about this. What is the best part of No Man's Sky?
I mean, I think I know what you want me to say.
Inventory management.
All right.
Okay, I'm listening.
Next.
Get my attention.
So we just...
That's the whole idea.
You were over here, like, me and Coach, and all you wanted to do was dunk on No Man's Sky inventory management. Hey, you know what people... What's people's favorite thing about Mass Effect 1? The load times, right?
Guys, elevators, hello.
I'm just saying, like... I've been dealing with a lot of spreadsheets throughout E3, and I was like, what if there was a better way?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like you guys are making fun
I'm
of me.
Not,
and
I'm not
I'm
at
not.
All. These are real things I think about all the time.
I brought a really good idea to the table,
so,
and I frankly don't appreciate
I'm gonna entertain. I think there's something to this. So, you've been doing spreadsheets. No Man's Sky's, all its inventory management is done with like a knockoff Destiny, moving a circle around a screen thing. If you were doing, I'll take this. If you were doing the spreadsheets with a circle that you aimed with a right analog stick,
that could
be
fun. That could be fun
for your day job. By itself.
What if you were a spaceship and your body was a spaceship and you had to manage the inventory of your life? So it's like you have to pick up the apples to fill your tummy, and then your tummy powers your. I just that
but
the topical
only...
No Man's Sky stuff is just I'm really struggling with
you
it
can...
because I thought we'd all moved on, sort of collectively.
You can stack the apples.
We could stack the apples as one.
Yeah.
Am I the only person on Earth who's still playing No Man's Sky?
Potentially. Which is sad to me because it's an infinite universe and you're the only one. You're the only one there.
I think that's
you
part
like,
of what appeals
I found Terra,
to me about
I found
it.
Terra's planet 210. Who wants to come visit it? And it's like...
210.
It's the 210th planet that you found and named after.
I name every planet I find Terradice. After the failed Tara Reid show.
Okay.
On the E! Network. Thank
Tell me
you.
Everything about this show that I've never heard of before.
Paradise.
That's literally all I know about it.
Here, what if I hand you my cell phone, Tara, and you read the jokes you think are good?
Please, oh, it's
I
so
did
low.
Something and everything...
It's okay. Just any of those jokes, scroll.
I don't like this phone. First of all, there's not even a case on it.
Tara,
there's not
you...
even a good case on it.
Do you want me to grab your phone and we can...
Oh, God, we have to show
can
America.
We,
if you drop my
can
phone
somebody
in the
get
water,
Tara's phone?
It
I think it's over there.
Literally
it's,
made disintegrate.
It's right there, right? That's it. I've been dealing with this personal crisis. This has been my whole existence. Me and Tara have been working
Tara's
together.
Tara's the
Dick's Watergate.
She's the only
Mrs.
person still playing No Man's Sky, and she's the only person...
Don't spoil it.
Whom.
So, here's her cellular phone. This is a iPhone. What is this? You got a 5S recently, right?
No, it's an SE. I had a 5S before, and I specifically got an iPhone SE because it is the same size
and shape
as
so
the 5S,
phones,
so that
close
I could
to the
keep this cell phone case cover. That you've had since we worked together in the 2013 is when you got this case. It's Watch Dogs 1. It's a case based on Watch Dogs 1, the first Watch Dogs game. Not a good computer game. I reviewed that game when we worked together, Tara.
No,
remember
and you
it.
Know what? It doesn't have a great inventory management system either. Oh, PowerPoint roulette now. That I like.
All right. What's it say?
That's it.
That's it? Oh, no.
What does that sound... What,
I like the simple pitches.
You like a two-word pitch.
I like a two-word pitch. If it has some kind of built-in Microsoft software, even better.
Seemingly, there's a spreadsheet in just general productivity and Microsoft Works component that you find appealing.
Yeah, when I take a lot of Adderall.
When you hear PowerPoint roulette, what pops into your head? That what made you like that so much?
I liked the part about PowerPoint.
For me, it's got sort of a Dilbert before he was very problematic vibe.
Okay.
Pure Dilbert.
Classic Dilbert. That before
pure
we knew.
Uncut shit.
Yeah. Uncut Colombian Dilbert.
Why does that sound so dirty?
It sounds so right
uncut,
to me.
Uncut, uncircumcised Colombian Dilbert.
Someone just spit a drink.
Quick straw poll. Tara Long, Dilbert circumcised or no? And I'm not asking if he is. I'm asking what you would prefer. Nick, I'll get to you next.
Okay, because I know what I'm...
I feel like something... kind of in between.
You're talking about a real bus job, like a diagonal.
Sort of like a fucking
Schrodinger's dick. Like what kind of?
Sort of like a,
how is it both?
Like a spaceman's helmet that the visor got pulled up on. Like a fucking trash can lid with the door that swings.
Yeah, you push it in. Push.
Fucking shit, this shirt is part of me now.
Oh my god. This imagery is really turning me
off. I need to leave the hot tub. Oh
maybe I should get out. Maybe this is.
Maybe we should all get out. It's 800 degrees.
Of my time on Earth.
We're not going to top that.
We do 52 episodes of the show a year, and we film the one where we're physically melting and none of the other episodes. We do like 51 dry episodes a year, and then we turn on a camera for the one where our pores are wide open.
Oh, fuck.
It goes down, huh?
Yeah, that last step's a killer, isn't it?
You ready for my cake?
Yes!
Don't tell them first.
Oh, wait, helichopper. This is gonna tell Whisper to America what the game idea is.
Just ends 2018.
There's no way they heard that.
You ready?
Your body's so cold.
You ready?
Oh, that's nice.
What is it? Why would you put that in?
Going back for another lap, huh?
How did you guys feel about Just Ants 2018?
Just A-N-T-S?
Or A-N-T-Z, the movie.
Or A-N-T-M?
Or A-U-N-T-S.
Just Aunts.
Just Ants.
Just Daunts.
You guys do something funny with that. Just Ants 2018. Go.
Okay.
Oh, God.
It's motion controlled, so you have to bend your body down and eat a picnic.
Okay, you crawl around.
It's so please.
You crawl in a line.
I feel great. This was very nice, actually.
Look at this. Do you see this like tornado of steam? That's just. Do you see that perfect?
That's my soul leaving my body forever.
Just ants.
I can't believe that's what you've done.
That was it.
Just ants.
Do you have another one?
Maybe I should have gone last.
Just ants 2017. Is that better?
It wasn't the numbers, not the problem.
You're bigger. Yeah, you're picking at the
Say
scab.
Something funny about, like, Garfield's butt. How about BC's taint? How about the Lockhorn's Mons Pubis?
Maybe, like, the Far Side's, and then say butthole.
Yeah. Foxtrot's balls.
This can't be
The Wizard of Ed's Urethra?
Yeah, I guess.
Is that something? Yeah, I guess. This is a supportive comedy environment. Hachi Bachi. Sorry I didn't save your show, pool idiot.
I'm sorry we didn't play with you in the space you created.
Well, just Ant.
Just
2018.
All right, Nick, let's put the old college try on this one. It's a game with DRM where if you are not the sister of a person who has a child, you can fuck off.
Okay, so you need to physically be an aunt.
It's Halo 6, but if you're not the sister of somebody with a kid, go to hell.
You'll fuck yourself.
Master Chief says that you turn it on and it's like, you're not an aunt. And Master Chief, like, pulls up his visor, and you see his fucked up face for the first time. He's like, it's only. And then the disc explodes.
Which is cool, because on the one hand, you do get to be the first to see his face, but on the other hand, no computer game.
No computer game. Like, and that's a bad trade-off.
I bet Master Chief with his visor up looks a lot like Dilbert's dick.
Is it time?
I feel like if I get out, you guys will end it.
That's true. That's a good.
You're doing a mercy killing on our audience, basically.
Well, folks, we hope you've enjoyed this. We've been filming for 5 hours, yeah?
It feels like it. I don't really have a... I can't... I don't know what time does anymore, like, in terms of if it's... or whether we did any.
This video may very well be 2 minutes long, and it's just Tara talking about Dilbert's dick. And if that's the case, it wouldn't even be the strangest piece of video content we've published this week.
God, no. But thank you for watching dilbertsdick.flv. I hope you've enjoyed it.
Are we... can we done?
I just dropped my lighter in the pool because I saw a roach over here.
You saw a cockroach?
Yes.
I might not get out of this pool.
Into the hot tub.
Bye! So this has been Pool Games Inc. We did it a second year. We won't do it a third year, probably.
You know,
based on the reaction to this one.
Right. A lot of dislikes on this video.
A lot of dislikes, mostly from sort of the Dilbert creators, Army of Angry.
Scott's boss.
Scott's friends.
Thank you for watching. Think twice before you ask us every day for a year to do a sequel to a video. And this is what fucking happens.